Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
It's the best no-till conference in the U.S. of A. The 29th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference is set for January 21st through 23rd in Wichita, Kansas. Whether you're a beginner or a veteran using no-till on your farm, this conference is designed for you. This year's No-Till on the Plains Conference will feature Dr. Dwayne Beck, Russell Hedrick, and 20 more speakers on no-till, regenerative agriculture, and soil health. Learning and implementing these techniques can make your farm or ranch more profitable. Learn more at notill.org.
Well, as part of the Oklahoma Pork Council's third annual Give a Ham campaign, Seaboard Foods is partnering with OPC for a major 10,250-pound donation of homegrown pork to Oklahoma City beneficiaries. I had the opportunity to catch up with Davida Gomez, Community Enrichment Specialist at Seaboard Food, to get all the details.
Yes, we are so thankful for their partnership. They do an amazing job representing, you know, pork farmers of Oklahoma, and teamed up with Kylie and her team, and we were able to donate over 10,000 pounds of Prairie Fresh pork product back to the Oklahoma City area. So we started at the regional food bank, and then we were able to go off to some different shelters and homeless alliances, rescue missions that are helping those in need. And it was just really heartwarming to see the work that they're doing and the way that we can support them by providing protein, and that to ensure that everyone is getting a quality meal and getting, you know, what they need in addition to what these other services are providing for them.
Several groups benefited from the donation: the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma, the Homeless Alliance, the Grace Rescue Mission, the City Care Night Shelter, and the City Rescue Mission.
And then a huge portion did go to the Regional Food Bank because they do service, you know, like I said, most of central and western Oklahoma, which is also a lot of cities and counties that we operate in as Seaboard Foods. So we're giving back to multiple counties this way, a little bit easier for us to help them do their job and then give back to more people.
The donation from Seaboard, coordinated with the support of the Oklahoma Pork Council, is part of OPC's ongoing commitment to supporting local communities and addressing hunger. We'll take a look at the latest Oklahoma drought monitor conditions. Exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged for the year. Extreme drought or worse conditions also at zero, unchanged since the week of October 29th. Severe drought or worse conditions are now at 1.85%, also unchanged since December the 5th. Moderate drought or worse conditions decreased to 11.89%, down from 17.91% last week. Abnormally dry or worse is now at 43.97%, also down from last week's 46.70%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, most of Oklahoma leading around a 40 to 50% chance of rain through December the 28th. Pockets in the southwest Oklahoma panhandle and southwestern corner of the state, about a 33 to 40% chance of rain. And as much of the eastern edge of the state, especially in the south, they have about a 50 to 60% chance of rain through that December 28th date. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Northeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, March 14th, at OSU Institute of Technology in Okmulgee. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.